Good morning, people. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished basically all the rising signs and Artha Lords, I'll do some case studies for you from D1 and D10, from sample charts of Gen Z, just to get a grounding on the knowledge and what we are speaking of. But first off, if you're not yet subscribed, please consider subscribing to the channel. If you find content useful, this is a self-study channel kind of an approach, so that you have this content on the go wherever you want and however your interest in astrology is. So the rules of this case study being, D1, we will take the Artha Lords, 2nd house, 6th and 10th house. We shall also consider D10, the Artha Lords, 2nd, 6th and 10th house. And we shall most importantly consider the Artha Lords in D1, which is going into D10 placement and career possibilities there. Just a side note there, just remember always that career is just something you do in the world, your presence in the external world. Capricorn, the 10th house, traditionally speaking, it's to do with your talents, abilities and what you can do, especially in this day and age of AI and taking people's jobs and all that stuff. This is the reason for me making these things, so that you have an idea what else you can do in your career. I have been asked this question by people who come to me for readings also. Arun, what else can we do? Now that we have lost our jobs, what can we do? What other things can I possibly do? So this will discuss more along the lines of possibility rather than a deterministic approach of astrology saying you will do such and such. When the situation externally is changing, we got to re-examine how we view astrology itself, isn't it? Old rules do not apply in the modern world. So we shall take modern careers and professional possibilities. We'll deal in possibilities. Again, we are taking Gen Z random charts from 1998 year onwards as the case studies. Let us do the case study for Rohini. Remember always to start with Panchanga, because that is the basic personality signature you will carry into all areas of life, for life. This is not dependent on Dasha or Mahadasha, this is for life. So wouldn't you think it's important to first take this into consideration before you start choosing your career, isn't it? So always start with the Panchanga, then go to D1 and D10, like I've always told. And I hope the previous case studies are helping you in some way. And I encourage you, if you find something else, if you're a budding astrologer or even a seasoned one, to point out my mistakes if there are something. Even I am a student. This is a learning channel. Let's get into Rohini's Panchanga. She was born on Thursday, Guruvara. So everything has to do with learning, consultancy, providing rules and guidelines. People born on Thursday. So her Thursday gives her strength to be wise, principled and optimistic by nature. As a Thursday born individual, they are guided by ideas, ideals, higher purpose and a stronger moral compass. This is by default, okay? People often look to her for advice, vision and mentorship. I know this. My career has panned out like this. I was born on a Thursday. Weaknesses, they may struggle with overconfidence, sure. Preachiness, absolutely. Especially when others don't match your level of idealism. Core traits are ethical, expansive, insightful, benevolent, and naturally inclined towards learning, teaching or philosophy, or in modern career terms, consultancy. They get into consulting lines, people born on Thursday typically, but it depends upon the rest. Let's see. Her Tithi is Krishna Chaturdashi. If you don't know what all these terms mean, look at my Panchanga playlist and understand from there. So Krishna Chaturdashi provides an intense focused approach in the personality, capable of deep transformation. This Tithi brings the energy of completion, preparation and spiritual closure. Sort of a karmic closure to whatever you are drawn towards, okay? You are drawn towards hidden truths, spiritual depth and a karmic release. Like I said, karmic completion. They may wrestle with internal extreme solitude and self-isolation. This has to be avoided, okay? Don't go too much into trying to go Ketu-like. You need to function in this world somewhere. The core traits for Krishna Chaturdashi, which Rohini has, she would be penetrating, emotionally profound, psychologically intense, very strong-willed and deeply introspective about all areas of life, not just career. Her Karana is Shakuni. This is very cunning, very clever, unconventional and mentally agile, using, so to speak, all the cunning qualities of Mercury, you might say. Shakuni Karana gives the ability to see patterns, manipulate systems and adapt your behavior depending on the situation. So it becomes a very shrewd aspect she is gifted with. Core traits for Shakuni Karana is analytical, tactful, strategic, multi-layered, often think ahead of their times. So they'll plan and think very fast. This is a good approach for any kind of strategic planning, even in corporate sectors, for example. Okay, anything where you require long-term strategic planning, let it be for a nation, let it be for government, let it be for corporate structures, wherever this kind of an approach is required, take a person who has Shakuni Karana. Okay, her yoga is Ati Gandhana. This is a little bit of tough one. Ati Gandha means it's a karmic knot. So whatever she is playing out in this lifetime, including her career, will be decided by that knot, breaking of that knot. Ati Gandha people are typically very stubborn. They have to do it themselves, my way or the highway kind of approach. And therefore, the results of that play out accordingly. It's just that your nature playing out is your karma, isn't it? So strengths of Ati Gandha is grit, resilience, strength to overcome adversity. Also makes them stubborn. Ati Gandha yoga blesses her with the capacity to thrive under pressure and emerge stronger. Yeah, this is a very good point it has made. They can withstand a lot of pressure, the people who have Ati Gandha yoga, compared to other yogas, I'm saying. Core traits: tenacious, courageous, karmically driven, like I just said, capable of converting hardship into power. That can be a good trait if you use it, if you know this. Everything has to be known first, isn't it? In the mind. Her ascendant nakshatra is Chitra. And this gives her a magnetic, stylish approach, artistic performance. Chitra gives her both the aesthetic brilliance and engineering precision. Chitra loves to create. The Lord of Chitra is Vishwakarma. You can go through this nakshatra in the massive playlist that I have made about nakshatra. Everything you will know there. They love creating beauty, whether art, design or ideas. So Ati Gandha plus Chitra Nakshatra will give her ability to become a detail-oriented person. But we are still talking about Libra part. So it has to do more with involving others. Core traits in Chitra here being creative, sharp-eyed, dramatic yet refined, a deep desire to create, improve and be remembered. Therefore, just on the basis of Panchanga, what are their career probabilities? This overall picture presents us with Rohini being good as a visionary strategist or aesthetic transformer. Very powerful, isn't it? Her career should be good where she can put her mental brilliance, depth of vision and creative magnetism. Therefore, best career fields considering modern day and what is available right now, it'll change with artificial intelligence. It's the reason why I'm bringing you all this stuff, so that you can better start analyzing your chart to what else you can do. All this predictive stuff won't come true now, isn't it? Because the market is changing, times are changing. Best career fields for her is strategic consulting or policy analysis, Thursday. Isn't it? Your ability to decode patterns and navigate systems makes her ideal for roles in policy research or corporate think tanks, like I just said. Psychology and inner work. The intensity of Krishna Chaturdashi and Ati Gandha supports careers in therapy, trauma healing and deep coaching. Sure, I agree. Design and architecture. Chitra's brilliance shines in fields that blend creativity with form. Fashion, architecture, interior styling, graphic or industrial design. This combination which Rohini has can make her very powerful in that. In deciding form, function in fashion industry, imagine. They will go right to the core. Education and knowledge leadership. Thursday's wisdom fits well with academia, philosophical writing, consultancy, not mentioned here, public education and training roles. Last one, spiritual or esoteric fields, astrology, tantra, metaphysical healing, teaching, sacred art forms. This is also good, by the way, all of these, where her karmic depth becomes a tool for guiding others. Typically, this is how it happens, actually, in my experience. Your karma, as it unfolds, as it becomes more and more developed and mature, it's like a fruit coming to fruition from a seed. It becomes a tool for transforming and becoming a light for others around you. Maybe a greater part also, maybe the entire collective. This is the way you have to interpret it. Nothing stays the same in astrology. Let's see her demon chart. Just a side here about how I had to redo this entire natal chart using GPT. I use it as a correlational tool and nothing more. Everything else is from my notes. And it had to be redone because it place the entire lords in a different place. So be very careful what you use, okay? Let's see natal chart. Chart is in front of you, analysis is in front of you. Second lords Mars and Ketu, now we have to decide their placements. Okay, beginning with Libra ascendant. So everything has to do with very emotional outlook towards fame and career, public appearance, because Cancer rules the 10th house. Also, in the 6th house there is Pisces, so there is a lot of selfless work going on there. And 2nd house, Mars and Ketu, Scorpio, has a lot of transformational aspect to it. So as a general, Libra ascendant people will undergo transformations through their life, through their career path and their value system. 2nd house being the value system. Now, Mars is placed in Taurus in the 8th house, conjunct Sun. There is a lot of energy over there in the 8th house, as you can see. Dense condensation there. Conjunct Sun, Venus and Moon. So what does that provide us? Mars in second lord in the 8th emphasizes transformation, hidden matters and shared resources. So a lot of focus, maybe your career on insurance kind of career paths. Also a lot of eye on other people's wealth. Taurus in the 8th. This shows a mix of careers which may be having the following signatures. Careers, rather, second lord always see it as a value system. Sun adds authority, ambition and a drive towards recognition. Although Sun is buried in the 8th house, so it seeks more of hidden matters. Venus in 8th brings refinement. It's exalted, but it is in the 8th house. So it is focused more towards wealth and managing wealth, wealth insurance, wealth management of other people. So it brings the Venus aspect to the 8th house, since we are talking about careers. Moon adds emotional adaptability, sure. Also fluctuations, sure. Making her intuitive in financial or resource-based decisions, absolutely. Ketu in Capricorn is sitting in the 4th house, which is aspecting this. So it brings sort of detachment towards her domestic affairs, towards this career, whatever is sitting in the 8th house, Mars, Sun, Venus and Moon. It brings a sort of a spiritual aspect to all of them. Imagine if Ketu conjuncts all of them together, that means it sort of graduates to the abstract level of things. Aspects, Mars is aspected by Ketu from the Capricorn in the 4th. Is this true? Oh yeah, Mars is aspected by that. I have to keep checking these fellow artificial intelligence. Reinforcing detachment and reform, Ketu receives 10th aspect of Saturn. 10th aspect of Saturn, yes, because it is placed in the 7th house and it's looking at 4th house, fine. Grounding the unconventional energy with discipline. Also, Saturn is in Aries, so it will end up making her quite restless, wanting to initiate stuff, really. 6th Lord now, Jupiter in Pisces, is now sitting in Aries, conjunct Jupiter. Jupiter is conjunct Saturn, sorry. Daily work and service involve partnerships, negotiations, public interactions. Jupiter in Aries emphasizes dynamic, action-oriented service, while Saturn conjunct adds seriousness, persistence and responsibility. They are opposing forces. This blend makes her highly disciplined in work, particularly dealing with others, because 7th house is of others, colleagues, partners, when you talk of careers. Aspect, Saturn influence makes her patiently work towards it or forces some kind of patience, especially in Aries, though recognition may come later in life. Also remember, there is Rahu in the Cancer in the 10th house is a big drive for emotionally being appreciated in the field. 10th Lord Moon is again gone to 8th house, conjunct Mars, Sun and Venus. So 10th Lord, whenever it goes to the 8th house, and 2nd Lord in the 8th house also, two of them, double whammy. Therefore, the value system and the mind is predominantly focused on deep research and analysis. Okay, that's one part of it. Also, Rahu in the 10th house itself will amplify that drive. So I would think more of research. Her career is more based on research roles, especially considering even the Panchanga. 10th Lord Moon is in Taurus, 8th house. Basic keywords here being creativity, refinement and leadership in her professional arena, because it's conjunct Sun. Sun and Moon are together. When Sun and Moon are together, when there is Amavasya going on in a particular house, Sun will take over, okay? Dominance is of Sun. This combination shows her professional life may involve navigating challenges, transformation or reformist roles. Aspect of Ketu provides that research orientation. So Ketu aspecting the 8 conjunctions, Rahu in the 10th, and 2nd Lord also placed in 8th. So everything has to do with research. In all these indicated career fields that you see, education and knowledge can become a research scholar, sure. Law and governance can become policy analyst, sure. I'm just picking out those things which have Ketu aspect on them. Research and analysis, psychologist, investigator, system strategist, sure. Auditor, I don't think so. Corporate and partnerships, not so much. There's not much of that here going on. Everything is 8th house focused and 10th house focused. Very strong energy there. Creative, transformative profession, sure. More of reformist and research-based domains is where I would put that. Let's see her D10 for some more clarity. Now coming to D10, the chart is in front of you, analysis is here. We are looking at D1, 2nd, 6th and 10th Lords going into the D10 and where they are placed. So 2nd Lords, Mars and Ketu, where have they gone here? They have combined together in Virgo in the 11th house, conjunct Mercury. So first of all, Scorpio has an ascendant in D10. So there again it emphasizes research-based roles. In the D10, you can see there is also a conjunct of Mercury. So Mars here in 11th becomes a powerful driver towards social media. Becomes very detail-oriented. Virgo, everything in Virgo becomes detail-oriented. Ketu as it is a micro-examiner of things, research-based. Ascendant Scorpio, Mars and Ketu. And Mercury in 11, so highly detailed, highly mathematical, detail-oriented professions bringing to a multinational maybe, 11th house. Therefore, this combination makes them effective in reform-driven organizations, large networks and intellectually rigorous teams. Sure, absolutely. Let us see what happened to the 6th Lord, Jupiter, in Pisces from day 1. Now that has traveled to the 3rd house, conjunct Saturn and Moon in Capricorn. Jupiter, 6th Lord in Capricorn. Jupiter in Capricorn becomes very stifled. Remember, any planet going into Capricorn in Navamsha or divisional charts becomes very, very stifled. So Jupiter, Saturn and Moon, very controlled emotions, very subdued, steady working style. And Jupiter becomes more of Saturnian knowledge, more skeptical about things. Capricorn is very skeptical about things since it's ruled by Saturn. Sorry, energy is all over the place today. Jupiter, 6th Lord from D1, goes into Capricorn. So it grounds her profession. She needs to think and accept that everything is going to be slow and steady. Here is the very Saturnian, sort of a tortoise energy. Go it slow and steady. Add structure, persistent resilience. Conjunct Moon blends emotional sensitivity, also gives a subdued emotional approach. They may seem quite dry. Moon in Capricorn becomes very dry in many things. Aspect of Ketu in Virgo from the 11th, there is an aspect there. Again, Ketu aspecting a whole bunch of planets or single planets graduates it towards more abstract aspects. Everything takes on a tone of abstraction and tone of higher spiritual graduation. Depending on whichever planet is placed, Ketu aspects it, it detaches it from the material aspect, takes it to the spiritual aspect. Remember this as a general rule. So what does this provide overall? In her service style, she may be slow, methodical, unconventional, more reformist. Again, Scorpio is in and therefore more research. What happened to the 10th Lord from D1? Moon. Moon again is sitting right there with Saturn and Jupiter conjunct in Capricorn. Aspected again by Ketu. Okay. So this provides her a high degree of intuition. When you talk Moon and Ketu, think powerful intuition. In regards to her skill set, she might need to develop skill sets third house through life. That will help her in her career. Remember that always. It could become more teacher, advisor, guidance, rules providing structures to the multinational. I'm putting the third and 11th house together here. But her triangle of third house, 7th house and 11th house is very strong in D10, isn't it? Always look at the triangle. The air triangle is now having all kinds of earthy signs, 2, 6 and 10. But it is in the triangle of air signs. Therefore, everything to do with mental approach, grounded in research, will be the general path here. Indicative career fields from D10, teacher, consultant, policy advisor, curriculum strategist. This is just putting things together. Law and governance, compliance officer, legal professional, analyst, governance strategist. Research is, I would say, most dominant. Investigator, systems analyst, systems auditor, data analysis could be. Ketu is excellent at data analysis and aspecting Moon, Saturn and Jupiter. This person will be an excellent researcher in data analytics, Capricorn ascendant in D10, with Ketu aspect on all those three. Corporate leadership, I won't get into it, there's not much of that. Intellectual creative professions, not much of that either. But analysis and research, sure, extremely dominant, extremely strong. Let us now conclude with putting three together. So now we'll conclude with D10, D1 and Panchaga. All three things put together like we did in previous case studies. I hope that it's helping you in some way to analyze how things should pan out. Okay? Because we need to see the times. Times are changing very fast. Professional fields are changing very fast. So it's wiser, I would suggest, for you to analyze this way and look at your general propensity, talents in which area you could do. Other than whatever you are laid off from. First one for a Rohini is strategic reform and governance. Why? Because D1 is Jupiter, Saturn, Moon in Capricorn in third, which gives structured, disciplined communication. D10, Jupiter, Saturn, Moon, Capricorn third, reformist communication, institutional strategy. Remember aspect of Ketu also. But we are putting Panchanga here, which is Thursday, Shakuni, and Atiganda, which makes her ethical strategist, resilient reformer. There's a lot of reforming and deep analysis energy which is extremely strong in this girl. Policy analysis, governance, compliance, institutional advisory, not so much advisory, more like strategist. Everything to do with strategy. Educational and knowledge leadership, sure. D1, Moon, Jupiter, Saturn, third, teaching, mentorship, intellectual expansion. D10, Mars, Ketu, Mercury in Virgo in 11th. So large networks, large multinational companies, analytical research, yes, I would put that at the top of the list. Even teaching that, because she's born on a Guruvara, Thursday, Chitra, ascendant in D1. Academia, training, curriculum design, sure, I would lean towards that. Thought leadership, sure. Publishing, not so much. Research, psychology and transformation. D1 Mars and Venus Moon in Taurus, that gives that research with Ketu influence. And there's a Ketu influence even in D10, isn't it? Transformation, shared resources and depth. Depth of everything shines very strongly to me. D10, Moon, Jupiter, Saturn, Capricorn in third, Ketu aspect. Unconventional reform, deep analysis, data analytics in IT. Ketu does very well in IT. Information, technology and AI. Panchanga, Krishna Chaturdashi and Atiganda will provide psychological intensity, karmic grit, crisis handling. So they can also be good in psychology, trauma therapy, forensics, financial organizational reform. Now this, whatever I just spoke of, I see the strongest. Research, psychology and transformation. This person is built for that. Creative diplomatic roles in D1, Libra rising, sure. Venus in Taurus in 8, yes, creative, lot of Venus energy and Libra energy there. Creative transformation, refined expression, not so much. D1 Mars, Ketu, Mercury in Virgo, structured creativity through collective platforms, but it will be research based. Panchanga Chitra Nakshatra in D1, design brilliance and aesthetic leadership. I wouldn't say so much. So I would not put this, give too much of this role. The dominant is the third box, research, psychology and transformation. This is where she will go. Because even her Panchanga and D1 and D10 all have Ketu aspects, all have transformational aspects. You have to put these three in line and see where your mindset is going. Where is it your focal point is? And Ketu will give that abstraction in deep analytics using technology. Rahu and Ketu, when they start aspecting, they start using technology. In this case, information technology. I'll see you in the next. We'll do next Scorpio Ascendant in D1 and see where that takes us. Take care. Be safe.